Hi, friends. This is Amy B. Chesler, and today we've got a preview of the new season of Deep Cover, a true crime podcast about people who lead double lives from our friends at Pushkin Industries. Their new season, The Family Man, is a story about how families can deceive each other and the lengths we'll go to save our loved ones. And like What Came Next, it looks at the victims of a crime, the media's impact on the story, and what punishment a crime deserves. Growing up in the suburbs of St. Louis, twins Elise and Marissa lived a seemingly normal suburban life. Nothing unusual, until the night the police came knocking. Hours later, the sisters were watching their father on the news in the middle of a high-speed police chase. Reporters called him the Boonie Hat Bandit, a notorious serial criminal who had been hiding in plain sight. There were things their father never told them. How long had he been lying to them? How far did they go? And who exactly was their father? Deep Cover, The Family Man, investigates one family's startling secret, a desperate father determined to protect his children, and the daughters living with the consequences. Here's a preview of the first episode of The Family Man. You can hear more of Deep Cover wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to know how the story ends right now, you can binge the full season with a Pushkin Plus subscription. Sign up on the Deep Cover show page on Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
I remember it was late at night. It was like after we had gone to bed.
For Marissa Giamanco, September 18th, 2008, was the moment that everything changed. The last day of one life and the first day of another.
I was sleeping in a big sweater, like one of my dad's sweaters, actually. And I remember being like, I need to put some pants on before I enter the door.
She had heard voices outside and then pounding on the front door. The Giamanco family lived in a cozy one-story shoebox of a house. There were only two bedrooms. Their dad, Keith, slept on a couch in the living room so that each of his daughters could have their own bedroom. Marissa and her twin sister were both 17 years old, seniors in high school. And on this particular night, they were worried about their dad. He hadn't come home or called or left any kind of message. The girls tried texting him, but got no answer. It was weird. The family's dog, Lucky, peered out the window. And then, late in the night, came that pounding on the front door.
So I'm all like scrambling to find some pajama pants to put on. They're all like knocking really loud, like, open the door, you know. And I'm like, hold on, I need to find some pants. And my sister's like, who is that? And I'm like, I don't know. Do you know who it is? And because all we could see were flashlights. Like it was a very bright light. Like that's what I remember. You could even see like the flashlight light coming underneath the wooden door before I even opened it. And you could just feel the pressure, like, dude, they're gonna open this door if we don't open this door.
So Marissa opens the door and sees a whole lot of guys with badges and flashlights. They ask to come in, and Marissa asks for a warrant, which I find kind of bold. Like, how did she even think to do that at 17 years old?
I think it might have just been watching Law & Order. Like, honestly, if I'm being dead ass, like, you gotta tell me why you coming into my house, dude. So they handed us the warrant, which was a lot of language that I didn't understand at that time.
And then a whole parade of law enforcement officials starts coming into their house.
And it wasn't just the Florissant police. It was the FBI. It was the county police. And I remember one of them saying, your dad is in a safe place. You don't have to worry about that. He's just in some trouble. Like, that's literally what they said to me. Like, nothing more than that.
Some trouble. Marissa's like, WTF? Like, what could dad have possibly done to warrant all of this? Meanwhile, Lucky, the family dog, he's on the offensive, lunging at all of these intruders. One of the cops asks Marissa to control her dog, so she takes Lucky to the backyard. It was a hot, sticky night. The last bits of summer lingered. Marissa prided herself as a moody, rebellious, aspiring writer. And so, very much on brand, Marissa lights a cigarette. And then she just stands there, processing the chaos she just witnessed in her house.
They are flipping over the couch cushions and looking in the vents and opening the closets. And I'm standing there smoking a cigarette. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, damn, I hope they don't find my weed in my room, because I had weed in the closet. So I was like, damn, I don't want to get in trouble too. And Dad's going to be mad at me if he finds, you know what I mean?
Because at this point, Marissa is still assuming that her dad is coming home, that he's still going to be the one she has to answer to about school and walking the dog and the weed in her closet. But as this raid on her house continues, Marissa starts to scratch her head a bit.
I racked my brain for anything, and I was like, I really don't know what Dad would be doing. I'm like, was he, like, involved in an accident? Or, like, did he see something he wasn't supposed to?
Marissa and her sister thought they knew who their father was. A mild-mannered, kind of goofy, kind-hearted Midwestern guy. A single dad who loved hockey and sports trivia. A guy who showed up at their basketball games and orchestra concerts. A guy who drove them to school in his dadmobile. A light blue Mercury Grand Marquis. And Keith Giamanco was this guy. But he was also someone else. This is a story about a crime. Actually, a series of crimes carried out by a mysterious figure who managed to evade the authorities. And it's about justice, about what punishment these crimes deserve. But at its core, for me, it's a story about the secrets that can exist within a family. It's about the disguises that parents put on for their kids and for the world. So much of parenting is built on lies. Starting with the stories we tell our kids about Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. And then there are the lies of omission. We all withhold things in order to protect our children. We all harbor secrets. It's just that some secrets are much bigger than others. I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover, The Family Man. Episode 1, The Raid.
That was a preview of the new season of Deep Cover, The Family Man. Find Deep Cover wherever you get your podcasts.